When German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with President Obama earlier this year, constituents asked her to raise the subject of extradition for Jens Söring. While he was convicted by a jury in Virginia, plenty of people in Germany think Söring is innocent. Among them, Anna Utzereth, who helped found a group called Friends of Jens. I spoke with her at a cafe in Munich.
He is a German citizen who belongs to Germany, and the German federal government wants to have him here based on an international trade agreement between the USA and Germany.
Söring is eligible for parole, and 150 members of the German parliament have signed a petition asking that he be released. Many wrote to Governor Bob McDonnell to press that demand, but MP Christoph Strasser says he didn't respond.
Unfortunately, we didn't get any answer, and this is not a very good signal for the cooperation between two states that are good friends.
As governor, Democrat Tim Kaine was willing to transfer Söring to Germany at the request of the Obama administration, arguing the German prison system should pay the price of keeping him locked up. But Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli attacked the decision in an interview with NBC TV in Richmond.
I don't think Tim Kaine has ever adequately explained what on earth he was thinking. This guy stabbed to death his girlfriend's parents, both UVA professors, if I remember correctly.
In fact, the Haysoms had nothing to do with UVA, but Cuccinelli pressed on, scoffing at a German promise to keep Söring in custody for at least two more years.
They'd get downright confused in America when you say he'd have been out in 2.5 years. This is a double murderer who got a life sentence.
German lawmaker Christoph Strasser says Jens had already served more than 20 years, and in his country, which puts greater emphasis on rehabilitation than retribution, that may be long enough.
Yes, if he has been involved in a murder or such another big crime, he has to get punished. But you can't reproduce the life of the people who are killed.
In his time behind bars, Söring has not broken a single rule. He's published 9 books on theology and prison reform. But he had no hope that a parole board appointed by Governor McDonnell would release him.
This current parole board has a parole grant rate of approximately 2%, which means that 98% of the prisoners are denied parole. And last year, they actually denied me parole 11 days before the board hearing.
For Söring and his supporters, that is a campaign issue.
You know, we live in a democracy here. That means that the voters bear some responsibility for what their government does.
We asked campaign staffers to find out if Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli would favor parole for Söring, but received no response. Based on his past remarks, Cuccinelli would not, but McAuliffe might, and he would have a chance to appoint a new parole board, one that could be more lenient. President Obama, anxious to repair damaged relations with Germany, might ask Virginia again to send Söring back. If that happens, you can expect the man who helped put Jens Söring away, Bedford County Detective Ricky Gardner, to be furious.
If anybody needs to be paroled, it's Elizabeth. She testified against him, doesn't whine and cry and this and that, oh, woe with me, and we didn't do it and all this kind of stuff. He shouldn't get any kind of a break, and her not.
That said, a more liberal parole board might also look at Elizabeth Haysom's clean record in prison and opt to release her, too. I'm Sandy Houseman.